White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests. We got guests in a studio. Let me tell you something. We got Dr. Tamika Johnson in studio, and what I want to discuss with the doctor, I want to discuss her upcoming event, the 2025 Red Dress Mental Health Gala, that is Saturday, May 17, 2025. It starts at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., but the thing is, I see that you have done a lot of work to try to help women get back into the homes. Because
right.
you got a saying. You got this saying, and I want to talk about it today. Women leaving the clubs and returning home.
Right.
Women leaving the clubs and coming home. What did that mean when you say that?
So it can be twofold. So my idea of women leaving the clubs were women leaving the distractions of the world, whatever that is, and returning back to the heart of worship. Being the Holy Spirit. And so the scripture that I've referenced is Revelations 2, chapter 2, verses 2 through 5, which talks about when Jesus talks about the church of Ephesus, that he sees their hard work and he sees that they hate the evil that's being done, but they have forsaken their first love. And I notice in our community, it could be twofold. So it could be a real club, too. It could be a physical club, leaving the clubs and returning back home, returning back to the heart of your home. Because even Malcolm X said it like this, when you see a community in disarray, most of the time the women are in disarray. Mm. When you see children running wild, most of the time the women aren't focused on the home.
Oh, wow.
And we need to get back to focusing on our homes. And so what we did, we formed this group, what, 2015? After you were with me when my student Tariq Akbar
right.
was murdered at the lakefront. And yes. so I formed this organization to kind of get us women back to the heart of focusing on our children. Because it's not like women purposely neglect their children, but a lot of times they're working, they're busy trying to build a better life for their children. But at the same time, the home is being forsaken. And clubbing, too. But the home is forsaken. So we see all these young people out in the community, and the first thing people ask is, where's their mother? Why is this kid out in the middle of the night? Why is a 10-year-old by himself with a gun and things like that? So this event really is to gather women to focus back on what matters the most.
And what do you say when people get triggered? Because when you say women, you got that other side where the men, you know, the men out here ain't right.
But one thing I know.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you got that, you know, just to deflect. Because a lot of times you don't see the accountability. So when somebody is targeted, they'll try to deflect.
Right.
To something else because they don't want to accept the accountability. You know what I mean? You know,
women are the heart of the homes. Men usually are the disciplinary ones and the ones that go out to work and things like that. But now we know in our community we have absentee fathers, right. so to say. But so if the father's gone and the mother's gone, who's taking care of the children? And so for
me, taking care of themselves.
Right. And so for me, it's like, okay, mothers, let's get back to focusing on, first of all, a genuine relationship with God, because we know our community lack what? The relationship with God. Mm. You know, when I started teaching in the chartered and public schools, I noticed that majority of the children don't go to church. And a lot of them right. don't know about
and
God.
Churches, the young people don't look at churches when we was coming up.
No.
It's not that
it's not
they
the
don't
heart.
Have the foundation,
no foundation
ideas. Right.
And so when you don't have a foundation of who God is, then who are you looking to, or who you look, who is your role model?
The streets.
The streets. And so unfortunately,
the millennial tour.
Exactly. So that is who the millennial tour is. Hey, but that's what we're seeing. Saying. So and then,
they gathering by the thousands.
Right. Right.
At these concerts. But, in the club.
But then when it comes to events. But seriously, so when it comes to events, that's going to help your mental health, help you, give you resources on social, you know, social, emotional type of assistance. We don't come together. We don't join. But this Women Leaving the Clubs and Returning Home is an organization that we give women and families resources that's in a community. Mm-hmm. But our events are geared towards like mental health, domestic violence. So we try to give out resources to help women to become whole again, to help women to impart into women wisdom. And so we have these events so we can just encourage us. Let's get back to what matters the most. Let's get back to taking care of our children. Let's get back to praying with our children. Let's get back to praying to God, first of all.
Right.
You know, let's get back to taking our children to church or be in the church.
Or,
you know,
just home church.
Just home church. Be in the church.
You can always try to do things because we're the biggest teachers of our children.
Most definitely.
So even though we send them off to other ideas, they're still look at us.
Right.
You know, and actually mimic
right
us, you know.
Right.
And this is why I was trying to tell people, like, because some people, you know, they break up. But they don't have the education on how to co-parent.
Right.
Because you don't have to live together to raise good children.
Most definitely.
But you do have to have a plan for the children.
Right.
And I think that we lack communication and planning.
And conflict resolution.
And conflict resolution. Yep. Everybody want to turn up. Everybody want to throw each other under the bus.
Right.
You know, you did it. They want to point the finger. But at the same time.
Think about our schools.
While all this is going on. The children are falling through
right.
the cracks.
Parents aren't showing up women. So not just accusing women, but we want to come alongside the women and show them how to be a part of your children's educational life, mm-hmm. how to be a part of your children's social life. Because we have to get back. We have to get back to being mothers in our homes.
Mm.
We have to forsake the clubs.
But what is a mother, though? Because are we talking single parenthood here, or are we talking
it
just
can be. It
motherhood can... the way, because motherhood is not just one idea.
Mm-mm.
It's multiple ideas of motherhood, because sometimes people get married, then they get a divorce, and they still got to be a mom. Sometimes they a baby mama.
And some people haven't even birthed children and still
facts.
Mother. So we talk about women.
The nurturing.
Yeah, women getting mm-hmm. back to the heart of taking care of the village.
Okay.
You know, taking care. Because remember, there was a time we were growing up that our mothers and their friends took care of the children. Even after school, we might go over one family member's house, one friend house and eat dinner, or their children will come over our house to eat dinner. We don't have that community, sense of community anymore. But again, I'm going to say, just like Malcolm X says, when you see a community in disarray, you got to ask yourself, what are the women doing in that community?
Because the women set the trends.
The women set the trends. They're the heart.
Right.
We are the heart of the community. We are the heart of the world. And we are the heart of our homes. And our children are watching, whether we have male or female children, they're watching what we're doing. They're watching what we're allowing.
Right.
If we're not setting standards, moral standards, or values in our homes, how do we expect our children to have them?
And I know a lot of times when men, because sometimes when they break up and they have children, women are emotionally driven. And then sometimes they'll work as well. If you can't have me, I got the kids. I'm going to give you problems with this, you know. And that's not the right thing to do.
Most definitely.
Because the child needs both parents, irregardless of what's going on with the adults. That's what I would say. Like, if people can just get over the fact that, okay, you did this to me, I did this to you, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
What
matters the most is that we come together and be the best we can for
and again,
children.
That's unhealed women. And so that's what this organization tries to do, is heal the heart of the woman, heal the mind of the woman. Because like you mentioned, you should be able to break up with somebody and
right.
still raise, be able to co-parent your children. And again, even in our community, people don't like to say it, but it's our women even putting our brothers in institutions, falsely accusing them, sending them to prison.
Calling
their PO, having their daughters lie on them and all of this. And
man,
this stuff is happening. So what's happening to the women in our community? And so, again, even we talk about the men dating all these different women.
Right.
Women are allowing it. Well, you allowing him
I think that they don't want to have a polygamy relationship, but they living in one.
Right. But we allowing it.
Indirectly.
So, yeah, we allowing it. And so it's like, if we build our self-esteem, get our minds back right, and focus on the things that matter the most. First of all, having a self-love, you know what I'm saying, for yourself. When you love yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't. So what we're seeing out in our community is a bunch of broken women. And so that's what our organization tries to do is heal the heart of the women and the mind and give them the necessary resources. And we invite them to bring their daughters, because if you have a broken women raising daughters, what would you have? Broken.
Right.
Daughters. Broken daughters. And as they grow up, they become what? Broken women.
And a lot of women. They try to do the best job they can as far as raising them kids.
Right.
But I always say, grandma did the best she could. But I needed a male discipline.
Most definitely.
I needed the discipline that comes from a male.
Most definitely.
And I got it through mentorship, coaching, you know, because I played football.
Right.
I wrestled. I boxed. So I had to get that discipline from males through activity, right?
Right.
But that's because I didn't have a father in the home.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, when men are disciplining, sometimes women fight against that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I see that a lot of times men will say, I'm trying to do my discipline ideas, but I'm getting undermined by the mother.
And again, that has to do with conditioning and how you was raised. And so what we need is just healing. And so that's why we have this organization.
That's
it's just for healing. It's time for our women to heal. It's time for our children to be healed. But our children cannot be healed if we don't have women that are healed in the community, when they're supposed to be the soft spots for the community. You know what I'm saying? The heart of the community. That's how God created us to be what nurtures.
Right.
We nurture the home. We set values and morals in the home. And if that's lacking, you're going to see all of the result of that in the community, and you're going to see it in the schools. You're going to see it everywhere you go.
When you say leaving the clubs and coming home, it's just the ideal of being out in these streets. Because a lot of people.
So it's twofold.
They say they outside. A lot of people claim to be outside. Hot girl summer, baddie.
Right.
You know, all of these ideologies that don't really fall into the family structure, you know.
Right.
And they'll claim these ideas with pride. Like,
but
this
you know
is
what
I do.
Is?
This is who I am. And they don't understand when you use ideas, ideas have rooted, cause and effect.
Right.
And so when I see people take on these ideas, and I'm like, why do you say that? You know, I'll ask them because, you know, I didn't live their life. I don't know what happened.
And so a lot of times.
So I want them to explain some of these things. But many times when you start really asking them, it's really they can't even explain it. They just saw that it was happening in the mainstream. And they just kind of took it on as far as programming.
And that's what I just said. When you talk about the hot girl summer, all this, you have a bunch of unhealed women trying to live out their childhood that they didn't have. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, raising children. So you have a lot of young-minded women raising children. And that's why we're seeing the results. And it does not have to do with age, you know? And so, again, I think it's just time for us to heal, you know.
I agree.
It's just time for us to heal, come together collectively, you know, not to play the blame game. But we need to they need to be in spaces where women are networking. Women are bringing about a positive change in the community. And that's what we need more of. You know, we see all these talk shows where you got the women fighting against each other.
Throwing the water.
Water, competition. All of that has to be done with. Because it's not doing our community any
justice. And that comes
through
education.
Yep.
And that's what I was talking about, because we was talking about what Kanye West said when he said that him and his cousin incested.
Yeah, I just saw that today.
And I was like, wow. But I run
trauma.
As an advocate, I run into stories like that as over the 15 years I've been out here. It happens often, you know, as children, you know, somebody that did something and then they grow into the adult, and then when you say healing, they have to try to heal from a lot of this that happened when they weren't protected.
They try to suppress it.
Or they weren't covered as a child. So when they get older, it comes out in different behaviors.
Different forms, yeah. And that's what we're seeing even in our community. So we want to be a vessel to help heal our community, and we want women to come along. So when we had the event, 2020? the first Red Dress Mental Health Gala in 2020. And this was right before the pandemic. We didn't even know the pandemic was going to happen. And we gave the women that were there, was like over 100 women there. We gave them resources and teenagers. We gave them resources on tips and strategies how to maintain and manage your mental health. Because let's face it, women taking care of children, married, working, we wear a whole bunch of different hats. And so we have to take a time back to step back and reflect and then renew our minds and be kind to our minds. Because what happens if we don't take care of our mental health, if we don't take it, we make ourselves more susceptible to mental illness.
Right.
And sometimes we're operating functionally with mental illnesses, but we see the residual of that. Our children and our homes are suffering. So how do we get women to come together? So that's what this event is about, women networking in a positive way.
That sounded powerful.
Positive way. We just giving them resources, and they wearing their red dress. Women feel more sexy in the red dresses,
right.
and it's just letting them just be who they are, but giving them positive resources and reinforcements on how we have, you know, educators that will be there. You have people who are psychiatrists that will be there, giving them real information.
That's so powerful.
And also, spiritual. Our guest will be Pastor Demetria Lock. She throws on, she's a pastor, and she has many events to heal women and children in our community. And we have Apostle Kelly Coleman, and then we have Laura Gomez, Shauna Patterson, who is the she's the founder of Faith in Humanity. Again, she's doing, all of the women are doing their parts to heal the women in our community. And then we have one more speaker, Brenda Wesley, who is a mental health advocate who's been doing this for years. And again, it's to heal our community, the women.
I'll say this. When we come back, we got Tyrone. Tyrone want to call in and talk to, got a question for Dr. Tamika Johnson. Hey, look, when we come back, we got Tyrone on the lines. You better call Tyrone. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We be coming. Hey, look here, look here. First of all, I want to welcome all y'all broke ass entrepreneurs to the Players Club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's packed. Homies don't know how to act. We the max. VIPs in the back with a stack of numbers. My homies like them dumber. We ought to get them smarter. Baby, take my order. The only shark that swam.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We in studio with Dr. Tamika Johnson. Hey, she got this event coming up. Red Dress 2025 Red Dress Mental Health Gala. Saturday, May 17, 2025 from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Asking all the women to come out with their red dress on. Put on your red dress.
Yes.
And put on your high.
We going to have him there one year.
No, I'm trying to tell you. This is how it's going down. But to address the issues of mental health with women, and we talk about the theme that you use a lot, women leaving the clubs and returning home. A lot of brothers' antennas went up when
they always do.
And they started calling in Tyrone on the lines. Tyrone.
You done painted me in a corner. I'm trying to be on the up and up on the. Oh man, he done painted me in this corner. I got to see if I can jump across the floor to get out of it. Peace and blessing, and blessed, joyful, grateful, thankful to the Lord as always. Thank you, Tory. Thank you, Brother Z. Sister Tamika, I've got the upper part of the article, the 2020 article where the boy's got his head on his desk. And you've got that wonderful pose there, the top part of the article about mental illness there. It's been in the Milwaukee Journal there for a couple of years now, but I've still got it. And I've been trying to catch up with
event.
You since I've read that article. And congratulations on your award, too. The
Community Award.
Oh.
Well, congratulations on the award, but I mean the article that I have is, about that says the mental health of the advocate calls for the effective strategy to help students collars to deal with mental illness.
There. Right.
And
so that was in the Milwaukee Journal, right?
Right. With the boy with his head on his desk, and then your photo is at the lower half of that.
Okay, yeah, now, was the 2020 Red Dress Mental Health Gala. That's
right.
What it was.
Okay, well,
yeah.
If that was the case, then we need to do more of that, and that's a wonderful thing that you're doing, because everything that you're talking about is what I want to sit down. I got to come to your office and sit down on your couch and talk with you about, because we've got to get our youngsters out of this mindset that they're in now.
Most definitely, and, I agree.
I talked about this. Condolences also, Brother Torrey, about the young man, the Williams brother, that lost his life at the bouncer.
Right.
So condolences there, and I'm with you on that there too. But very quickly, Doctor, I need to, I need to find out where your office is so I can come. I've been trying to catch up with you. I got to come see you and talk with
you,
because that's my brother's birthday, May 17th. He's been gone since 2013. My brother Ernest.
So you could go to my website, growupempowerment.com.
Tyrone.
I'll need to catch up with you. But, I just wanted to say you're talking about everything that's on my mind about what we need to do. And
you get some women out here
and
purchase
Elizabeth
some women's
Brown
tickets.
And all you're all doing wonderful things. And if you ever get to the place to where I need to vote for you, I'm voting for all three of you and Brother Z too. So all four of you.
I ain't running.
And we gonna get this thing right though. But I look forward to meeting all of you though.
All right, Tyrone, make sure you purchase the woman in your life or somebody a ticket. Eventbrite.com. Purchase them a ticket to the Red Dress Mental Health Gala.
Hey, all right. Well, look, I'll tell you this. The brothers, when they hear about women getting on the right track and the brothers getting on the right track, they, everybody wins.
Right.
Everybody wins, So I appreciate you for doing these type of events just to be an encouragement, just to drop some gems and actually give some resources as well.
Right.
Resources is definitely in need. We got Brother Love on the lines. He got a question for you, Doctor.
All right, Brother Love.
Brother Love.
Hello.
You on the new 107 The Truth.
Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Tamika?
I'm well.
Yes, God bless you. Yes, I think that mental illness is very serious, and I congratulate you on what you're doing, and I support it 100%. I like the spiritual aspect that you bring to it too. And I want this is my question, because I've been struggling for a long time and I'm mm-hmm. still struggling. And I know, and I just pray God continuously be with me. But my question is, from a woman's perspective, I like when you mentioned that heart of worship, and from the woman's perspective, I know you probably can find this in antiquity, but do you have it? Is there a really authentic, powerful, real experience with the Holy Spirit with a woman
most
in these modern days?
Most definitely. Most definitely. There's a lot of women. We don't see it in the community because it's not glorified on the television like it used to be. So what we see now is dysfunction being glorified in the community. And so that's why I'm creating this talk show online that talks about purpose and talks about empowering our people to bring about a positive change, because what's being glorified in our community is all negativity.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing.
Yes.
But yeah, there are Holy Spirit filled women that still do exist.
Oh,
and that's why we're having this event, because I'm a Holy Spirit filled woman. My best friend over here, she's a Holy, and all the women that's part of the organization are Holy Spirit filled women.
But they are married.
No, we're all not married.
They got the Holy Spirit.
But we got standards. I'm married, but she's not. But we have standards, and not saying women don't have standards, but we want the women to really get back to the heart of worship, back to a real relationship with God. Because when you have that real relationship with the Holy Spirit, that's when you will be empowered to bring about a positive change in your home, bring about a positive change in your relationship. So this event is not an this organization is not for a single or just married women. So it's for all women. Now, the event is for just women. Because we want women to be set apart from the men and focus on us during this event. Now, we will have events where men are able, but at this point, we want to heal the minds of the women. Right. And then the brother mentioned mental. So when we talk about mental health, we're not just talking about mental illness. So mental health, all of us have a brain, a mind, a mental health that we need to take care of. And that's why we encourage women, because of all of the things that we do and all the different hats we do wear, to take care of your mental health like you do your physical health, so you will be less susceptible to mental illness. And what happens is people don't understand that your brain is a muscle and you have to exercise your brain just like you do your physical body. And so we teach strategies for the busy woman, for the woman that just wear 1,000 hats. How do you break away to take care of yourself? How do you break away to take care of your children? You got to be okay with yourself in order to take care of the home. And so how do you learn to do that?
Does that include man, woman, and child, how to deal with each aspect?
Most definitely. Relationships in general, because the best woman a man can have is what he just mentioned. A woman who knows who she really is. And how do you learn who you really are? It's by having a genuine relationship with the Holy Spirit.
And self.
And that's how you have a relationship, because what the Holy Spirit lives within us. And so if he's teaching us and reminding us of all truth that the scripture said he should, guess what? I'm going to be a better woman for my husband, my children, my community, and everybody. So my thing is, let's just heal the women.
Well, I'll say this, and I like that. I like what you dishing out today, because the women have to train the women, you know, and the men have to train the men. And I see a lot of finger pointing. Men telling women what they need.
Right.
Women telling men what they need. You know what I mean?
But we need to just take care of us.
And I think that when people know thyself, then it's easier to come up with a plan, because now you know who you are. I know who I am. Well, what is the plan? Now it's a matter of how are we going to execute? How are we going to move forward?
Do you believe this? Women empower men to be dysfunctional.
I believe that.
Women.
I believe
empower
a lot of
men
things,
to be dysfunctional.
I think a lot of things that feminine energy influences, many times positive, and if you get a good one, it's positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get the right feminine energy, it could be negative.
Right. Yeah. And so we think about all the different baby. You mentioned the different baby mamas and stuff like that.
Right.
Well, if I close my door and she closed her door and she closed her door, where he going?
To the next person's house.
You know? If she closed her door, where he going? Get your mind right, brother.
I like that idea,
brother. Get your mind
somebody
right.
Somebody always willing to keep the back door crushed.
But if women are out here healing themselves, brother, get your mind right.
You're right. And well, I'll say this, and you're right. And I like the philosophy. The ideal is beautiful. I'm just saying, when it comes to our community, 70% broken.
Right.
Family, you know, up to 70%, and that's male or female, mostly female.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, when you talk about relationships, I think a lot of people have horror stories of putting their trust in relationships.
Right.
And many times that come with children, having children, and how do you move forward with that? And then you're living in a space where, in Milwaukee, where you got to be careful, you got to be mindful, and you got to have a plan and a strategy. And what I'm saying is, I think that many times people are winging it. Like, I'm getting up every day and they're surviving. There's the plan, the school, they'll use the school plan, or they're not using I find out that most people don't have a plan of operation in the house.
Most definitely.
But they go outside and deal with plans of operation at work.
Everywhere else,
at school. So it's like, I don't want to have this plan of operation in my home, but we just going to wing it, and I'm just going to freelance in my house. But then they go out and go to work, or they go out and go somewhere else, and they'll fall in line.
Right.
And always, I'm a big component of having a home plan, you know, between whether it's male
and
female.
And that's what we need.
Or female and children, or male and children. Everybody has to really write up a plan, a handbook, on how they're going to govern their situation at the house.
Right.
And I'm finding out that people don't do that.
Right. Right. And think about it, even with our young men, I found out two of my former students were at the Milwaukee County Jail, and I'm like, Dang, these brothers were in my eighth grade class. You was in one of the classes with them, and you took a picture with one of them. Because when you came to my school, this had to be 2015-16.
Yep.
When you came to my school, he just wanted to take a picture with you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna find it.
Wait,
and show it to
you. You saying he got locked up?
He is, and another one was a good student. And locked up. And so I had to say, so they were that group of kids. I was at Milwaukee Scholars at the time. It was that group of kids that made me form this group. And I have a women devotion entitled Women Leaving the Clubs and Returning Home on Amazon as well. It's a 31-day devotion where women get scripture and they get prayer, you know, in the book. And it just teaches them how to get in the presence of the Lord once again, you know.
And this is spiritual based.
It's spiritual based. Yep. This book, Women Leaving the Clubs, is based upon the book of Revelation. Like I said, when Jesus just said, look, I see all the good deeds you're doing. I see the hard work you're doing, but you have forsaken your first love. Mm. Do again what you once did. You know, and we have to get back. Return back to God, relationship with the Holy Spirit. Return back to the things that we once did that made our community vibrant and thrive. You know what I'm saying?
But I think that many times We got to challenge the concept of the church because, you know,
but not necessarily building.
But what I'm saying is a lot of people will ignore that a lot of people have hurt from church.
Most definitely.
So we should not do that. And I'm not saying that that's what's happening now. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is you have to acknowledge that or people will not consider that a real wholehearted transformation. So once you acknowledge something, then we can address it.
So when you get back to the heart of worship, that's getting a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
That's outside of the four walls of a church.
But I think that it's hard for them because they did the worship. A lot of women I talked to went to church.
And that's what a lot of people did.
They got out because of what happened inside.
Because guess what? They went to church.
Yep.
If you had that genuine relationship with the Holy Spirit, what the church did wouldn't have stopped you from being who you are.
But a lot of people ain't mentally strong
that. We inviting them in.
Right. And all I'm saying is that with me, I always try to address the whole thing so people, because if we give them the knowledge, they can use it. And I think that a lot of people have questions that they don't have the right knowledge to get them over that hump. They're going to hold on to it. And as we teach them, we have to give them the knowledge on how to overcome. Okay, happened. This is the process.
And that's what we do. We give them the resources on how do you become whole again. And again, a lot of it is the condition of the mind. Your mindset matters. And so that's what we really talk about, the conditioning of your mind, you know, healing the mind, you know, from those type of things. And so...
Well, when we come back, we got Winky Blue on the lines. He got a question for you, Doctor. Wink. We're going to get to him when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Go, 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 go. Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. You need to fill the buzz. I'm in the habit. So come give me a hug.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Look, we got guests in the studio. We got Dr. Tamika Johnson. There's an event coming up, the Red Dress Gala, dealing with women that's, you know, in a mental health space and encouraging them to leave the clubs and return home. The event is Saturday, May 17th, 2025, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Dr. Johnson, we got Winky Blue on the line. Winky Blue want to holler at you. Wink.
Yes, how you doing?
You on a new 101.7 The Truth. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon to you and the doctor. A couple things triggered me to call. She's talking about leaving the club and returning back home, and then she quoted a scripture out of Revelation. Actually, it was started at Church of Ephesus. In Ephesians, and it referenced over in Revelation about return back to your fallen. So, but my problem with this is, most of the people that we're dealing with today have never been home. They've always, a lot of these young folks especially was born in the club. Mm-hmm. So how
club,
do
baby.
You, yeah, pretty much. So how do you tell them to return from the club and come home when they've never known a home? Their grandmamas was in the club. They was in the club. They was born in the club. Generational, well, we can call it a generational curse. And then she talks about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. How, two questions, and I don't want to muddle it all up, but two questions. How do they return back home when they never had a home? And how do they even know about how the Holy Ghost even introduce himself to them, or how would they even know the Holy Ghost is dealing with them to come and seek a home? Because I tell you, most of them have never, ever been to a home. They was born in the streets. Now, I'm going to take this off the air and let you handle that, doctor, okay?
Okay. No, I want to talk to you. What's your name? What's your name?
Oh, you want to talk to me?
Yeah, I do. I want to talk to you.
Winky Blue.
Most people don't want to talk to me.
I want to talk to you, Winky Blue. So there's nobody on earth that's never belonged to God. And when I think about returning home, I'm thinking about mankind. And in the beginning, we all belonged to God until Adam fell, right? And then Jesus atoned for us. And that's how we returned back home. So all of us in creation can return back to God, because the only reason
so
why
you're talking about the spiritual, you're talking
the
about
spiritual,
the spirituality
most,
part
most
of you're not talking about the physical aspect of get your butt out the club and be a family.
No,
and be a family. That, okay.
So you didn't. So be beginning. I said it's twofold. So some people, me personally, when I think about return, I'm an English teacher, so I always use figurative language. Clubs to me represent distractions. Anything distracting us from God, distracting us from our home, distracting us from our children, distracting us from focusing on anything that doesn't really matter. And then returning back home is returning back to prayer, returning back to God. And even if it's your first time returning back to God, that's even okay. But we have a whole lot of women who have left. Even let's think about myself. There are times that I'm so busy that I don't pray. And so we get so busy and distracted that we don't even pray. We don't pray with our children. We don't pray with our spouse. We don't pray with our loved one. And as mankind, we all need to return back to what? The Holy Spirit. Return back to God. And so that's what I mean returning back home is us getting, even it may be a first return for some people. It may be a habitual return.
How could it be a first return if you've never been there?
But guess what? Mankind has
return means you've been there. Return means you've been there.
Listen,
and you've come in, and you're coming back.
So how did God say he redeemed us if we never knew him?
Redeemed us through the blood of the Lamb.
But how do you redeem something that you never owned?
Doctor, we was born in sin.
Most definitely.
Most
definitely.
Now, the only way we could be redeemed back.
What does redeem mean?
It means purchase back.
Purchase back.
To redeem.
Right?
That's right. Purchase back.
So God purchased us back when we first didn't even know him. Because the scripture says, well, we were yes sinners. Didn't even know God. He what? Redeemed us back. He returned us back to him. So that's what talking to a minister, brother. I'm telling you, filled with the Holy Ghost.
I'm trying to figure out how do you return to something.
You redeemed.
How do you return to something that you...
She said it's through the Spirit.
It's through the Spirit.
I'd like to get with you, preacher.
Most definitely. You can find me on social media, Tamika Johnson. But for real, I'm going to be serious with it, and I don't want to dismiss what you're saying. I just want to say return back. We all, as human beings, we once belonged to God, and we just separated ourselves. And it could mean something different for somebody else. So some people, they may be just returning. They may just begin their salvation, begin their walk with the Holy Spirit. But then you have some women who have had a relationship with the Holy Spirit and have gone astray. So it may mean something totally different to different women. To each his own. But if we do want to keep it in the, when we think about salvation, we all were led astray and gone astray from God, and he redeemed us back. So we always belong to him, but we went astray because of Adam's sin, right? And then we were redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, right? So that's how you return.
Hey.
Okay. Get me to preach it.
Hey, no. We got Al on the lines. Al.
All right, Al.
Al, you on the new 1017 The Truth.
Yeah. Well, thing I want to say is good evening, and I always continue to follow your faith. But what I don't understand is why do you always say somebody got to get close with God to be a good person? Because if they said we were all living in sin, wasn't God running with tax collectors and prostitutes? Yet he ain't never touched one. So how can you tell me to live when I don't even run with tax collectors and prostitutes, but you run with them all hours of the night?
Wait, I'm not understanding your question. You said, why did Jesus run with tax collectors and sinners?
Well, the thing is, because they say, you know, we was all born in sin, but yet he runs with the opposite of what he preached.
Yeah.
So how can you tell me how to live when you run with something that I wouldn't even run with?
So you're talking about Jesus?
Whoever he is.
Oh, so the whole purpose of Jesus even communing with us was to draw us back to God. That was his sole purpose. God manifested on earth. It was to meet us right where we were. It was to meet us where we were at. And he didn't come to condemn the world. John 3:17 said he did not come to condemn the world, but he came to save the world. So he didn't come to condemn you for what you were doing. He came to draw you to God through his love and kindness. So that's why he met sinners and non-believers where they were, because the sole purpose was to draw you back to God. That was his purpose, not to judge you or to send you to hell.
Okay, so do you find it odd he will run with a prostitute but never touch one?
I find it odd that I go around a lot of people that I don't touch and do things with. My whole purpose.
But you're a woman, though. He's a man, though. That's
Even men. There are a lot of men out here that have a ministry that don't touch women because the sole purpose is to draw them to God.
But I thought birds of a feather flock together.
Oh, no, that's not always true. That's not always true.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you. You have a blessed day, too.
All right, look.
No, she really wanted to know, and that was authentic for her to really know, because, again, you speak. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go right ahead. You got anything to see?
I don't know. What was the name?
Al.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al. That was a guy. I'm sorry. But he really wanted to know He really wanted to know. And that was a genuine question that he really wanted to know, because he's speaking carnally, you know, in the flesh. And again, the Bible says that those without the spirit don't understand things that are spiritually discerned. So I don't get offended at that, because he was genuine and he really wanted to know. And so I pray that the Holy Spirit get a brother increase, you know.
Okay. Well, look, when we come back, I want to know the time, date of the event before we get out of here. Hey, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
If God don't do it, it won't get done.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Put on your red dress and slip on your high heels and some of that sweet perfume. It sure smells good on you.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. The event is coming up. Hey, give us the date, the times, and how to stay connected with you, Doctor.
All right, so the 2025 Red Dress Mental Health Gala will be held on Saturday, May 17th, 2025 at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And tickets can be purchased at eventbrite.com. And some people have problems with the fees. So if you want to bypass some of the fees, just find me on Tamika Johnson on Facebook or Tamika.Johnson.10 on Instagram. And I'll offer them an alternative way to pay for tickets. But the tickets are $60. Come out. We're going to have a comedy show. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have photography there, food, and just enjoy a time of laughter and vendors, too. We have a couple vendor spots still available, but just a time for us to just enjoy ourselves. And then we got four guest speakers. We have Pastor Demetria Locke. We have Apostle Kelly Coleman, Laura Gomez, the owner, founder of Humanity, Faith in Humanity, and then mental health advocate Brenda Wesley will also be there. And we have other organizations that will be out handing resources out to the women.
Hey, that's sounding powerful.
Yep. And then again, you don't have to have, it's not about mental illness, just mental illness. It's about maintaining and sustaining your mental health. How do you do that? How do you break away just to take care of your mind? I have this saying that I always say, be kind to your mind. It's time for us to renew our mind so we can do the work that God has called us to do. And so that's what that's what we're all about. Yeah. So
once again, 2025 Red Dress Mental Health Gala, Saturday, May 17th, 2025, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Thank you, Dr. Tamika Johnson, for coming through, as usual.
Thanks for having me.
We got a lot of work to do. And salute for having you won the Community Award this
year. Thank you, guys, Truth, for nominating me. It was awesome.
When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. They liked it right here on Tory Lanez.